Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 18th, 2005, the Feast of St. Hilda of Whitby. Hilda is one of today's most popular saints. And when we remember that she was a 7th century woman, renowned for her commitment to the religious life, and for her very unusual monastery, which had both monks and nuns together, it's easy to see why. Her abbey was, by all accounts, a model of the life lived in service to God. Once she settled at Whitby, the monks and nuns under her care devoted themselves to prayer and study so much that many of the men were chosen to serve as priests, and some even became bishops. Her advice on religious and secular affairs was widely sought and frequently heeded. But none of these things, amazing and honorable as they were, strike me as the challenge her life sets before us today. Rather, I am humbled by the events surrounding the synod held at Whitby in the year 663. The synod had been called to decide whether the church would follow the indigenous practices of Celtic Rite Christianity, or whether the Roman Rite liturgy should be normative. The issue was far from cut and dried. St. Colman spoke eloquently for the retention of Celtic worship, and St. Wilfrid argued forcefully for the Roman party. Unfortunately for Hilda, who favored the Celtic side, the synod decided that the Roman liturgy would prevail. I am certain that Hilda mourned the loss of her familiar practice, but her biographer, Venerable Bede, reports that she loyally accepted their decision. Hilda showed great courage and initiative in arguing for what she thought was right for the church. She also showed great Christian humility in accepting the result of the community's discernment. It couldn't have been an easy pill to swallow, but the unity of the church was more important to her than ceremony. Many of the controversies that face the church today, such as sexual orientation and biblical interpretation, are much more thorny than the content of the liturgy. All the more reason to do everything we can to maintain unity and diversity wherever possible. St. Hilda would have us do no less. Let us pray. O God of peace, by whose grace the Abbess Hilda was endowed with gifts of justice, prudence, and strength, to rule as a wise mother over the nuns and monks of her household, and to become a trusted and reconciling friend to the leaders of the church. Give us the grace to recognize and accept the varied gifts you bestow on men and women, that our common life may be enriched and your gracious will be done. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.